Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, McCade, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I cannot complain. It is Friday, right?
There you go.
So, okay. So, MVP Construction, how long we've been running this? Looks like, what, a couple months or?
Just a couple of months. It's pretty fresh.
Okay, nice. What made you start this business? Talk to me about that.
Man, I just want to make more money.
Gotcha. Okay. So we're doing like junk removal, construction cleanup, waste, debris, all that kind of stuff, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, you're in a good space because my junk removal companies do phenomenal on Google, right? Have you done any advertising for the business or how you've been?
I'm on Angie's List and okay. I'm on Facebook.
Okay. Angie's and Facebook. How's that working for you so far?
I just started.
Okay. Yeah. We're only three months
in.
So I'm still
warming up to all that kind of stuff. I've been doing mostly word of mouth. Word of mouth and stuff like that. So
totally. I mean, but you can take on more business at this point, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then obviously you see value on getting on the first page of Google.
Right.
Okay. So let me kind of explain.
But I just would like to see, kind of what it, I mean, what does it consist of as far as how does that stuff work and, you know, what does it cost per month to do that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it all comes down to that, right?
Right.
You know, in what it ultimately can do for you, you know, out there in Tempson, Texas. So let's take a look here. I want to see something here. I'm just pulling up this area right now. Okay. Gotcha. So you kind of buy, okay, I know exactly where you're at. Yeah, it's a little town over there. Okay. Got ya. But I mean, are you going all over the place right now or like, is that?
No, I mean, I'm just kind of staying local. I'm not really, I've just got a couple of guys working for me and I've been doing enough to keep them decently satisfied.
You don't have to go like really far, like Henderson or Tyler or any of those crazy places, huh?
I mean, it just depends on a job. You know what I mean? I mean, it just depends on the size of the job. If it's a 1 day job, I don't feel like that would be, you know, beneficial for me.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But I mean, if it's a week's worth of stuff, then that's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, the closest big, like, town to you is, like, Shreveport, which is obviously a whole other state away. So, yeah.
Yeah, but, Shreveport, I mean, or Longview or...
Yeah.
I mean, Longview and Tyler is about an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, I see that. You get a lot of jobs in Jacksonville over there?
No, I haven't done anything in Jacksonville yet.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I have a couple clients out there right there. Okay, so let's talk about how we help your business grow, because obviously, you know, the emphasis is Google, okay? But you're going to like how we do Facebook as well, because it's very, very interesting. So the first thing that we do, right, is we focus on all the keywords that relate to your business, okay? So anything that relates, we want to make sure that you're showing up on the first page of Google, okay? So like, McCade, you know, obviously junk removal, debris, right, construction removal, you know.
Yeah, I'm also
heavy
doing forestry
removal.
Or land clearing, forestry mulching.
Mm-hmm. Land clearing, all
that
kind
of stuff too.
Yep. Yeah, so, and, you know, we want to make sure that, obviously, when people search these keywords, not only are you showing up, but you're getting the phone calls, okay? So that's the first step, okay? Now, I don't see a website. You haven't created a website yet, correct?
No, sir.
Okay, that's no problem because we can help you with that. No problem at all, okay? Second thing that we do is, okay, well, let's say somebody typed in forestry onto Google in your area, but they didn't call you. Well, how do we get back in front of them? Well, we actually have a really good way that where we connect Google and Facebook together, okay? So all the keywords that relate to your business, anytime anybody types something into Google and doesn't call you, we're actually going to run what they call a retargeting ad, right? That will show up every time that that person logs onto Facebook from your company to motivate them to want to call you as well.
Correct.
Okay. So obviously this approach is very targeted, right? We're not just running blanketed ads on Facebook like everybody else does, right? Everybody just like runs ads on Facebook and just sends it out to the universe, right? Well, that's just a waste of time. And honestly, sometimes if you're paying for those ads, a waste of money, right? Because, you know, most of these people aren't looking for junk removal. Right. So we're only going to show the ads to people that are actively looking for your services. So anybody that's looking for land clearing, forestry, junk removal, right? All those keywords. Those are the only people on the Facebook platform that are going to see that, McKay, with our package.
Right.
Very unique, as you can tell. Okay. So yes, being on the first page of Google is where it's at. Okay. Why? Well, 93% of the time when somebody is looking for a business, McKay, right, they just go to Google over anywhere else, 93% of the time. So they'll go on to Google and they'll type junk removal. Whoever shows up on the first page, that's who they're calling, right? So that's obviously what we're going to be focusing on. But the retargeting ads on Facebook will definitely get you calls, right, because those will also, you know, bring people that are actively looking in and already typed in to Google like what you do, okay? Now, the third way that we help businesses grow is we do actually have a pay-per-lead program with Google, okay? Now, it does take time to get set up. It's not like an overnight deal, okay? But what's so good about these leads, unlike other services out there, is they are exclusive leads. They're only going to you, okay? So what these leads do is they come in the form of a phone call, McKay. You obviously get to talk to them, right? And the nice thing about the leads is during the course of the phone conversation, if you don't like the lead, you don't have to pay for it. It's that good. So it's not a pay per call. It's a pay per qualified lead, right? So obviously they do have costs, right? But the good news is like if you talk to that person, you're like, nah, I don't want to pay for that lead. You don't have to pay for it. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, those leads, okay, just to give you an idea, okay, because it does take time to get set up. It's going to take about a two-month project to be able to turn this thing on because Google has to do a background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, and make sure that you have general liability insurance of at least $250,000. And those two, you have general liability or not yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got insurance.
Okay.
I don't know if it's $250,000. I think it's $150,000 or $200,000.
Okay. And you could always increase it if you ever decide you wanted to go down this route. Okay.
Right.
But no felonies over the last 7 years now as well, correct? Right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I ask you questions, you know, sir.
Yeah, no.
But, okay. So those leads, they're qualified leads, are $23 a pop if you want.
Okay.
Okay. Great leads. They're exclusive. So like, unlike Angie's or Yelp, right, these leads are exclusive. Okay.
Right.
And you show up at the very tippy top of Google and we get to choose what cities you want to show up on. So when we onboard you, when it comes time for these and you get approved for these leads, right, we'll sit down with you and we'll be like, okay, McCade, what cities do you want the paper leads to come from? Right. If you want to choose 50 different cities and like, you know, choose a big, you know, demographic, you can, or we can make it very concentrated. Right. Obviously, the further out you go, the more jobs and calls you're going to get. Right. So, you know, but that's the cool thing about the pay per leads is they allow you to expand and they allow you to get more leads than just my basic package. Okay.
Right.
So my
Angie's did that to me not long ago, and you know they set me up on this deal, and they told me how great it was going to be and this and that, and then I ended up accepting the lead or whatever, and then after I proceeded to pay, they told me I was on 12-month contract and this and that, and they never told me any of that before I paid.
Wow.
So. Yeah, it's.
Well,
I was pretty mad about
that 12-month contract, by the way, because I've had to help a lot of people get out of that contract a lot. Right?
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't tell me, you know,
yeah,
everything before
honest.
I
they normally do, though, so I'm shocked that they didn't tell you you were on a 12-month contract because most people I talk to, they already know about it, but it sounds like they're being a little sneaky on that, and, you know, that's not right. I actually have I have a roofing company in North Carolina, right? And they were with Angie's for 4 months. They were spending $2,500 a month with Angie's. They got
I'm not spending nowhere near that. But
yeah. Well, what I'm saying is they got no deals out of that 4 months. Imagine giving Angie's 10 grand, right, and getting no deals out of it. So they were, like, stressed. And, I mean, they've been a client of mine for, like, 2 months now. And I've gotten them more business than, you know, Angie's has gotten them in 4 months, right? So, and I've only had them for 2 months. So, my point I'm making is, they were stressed because of that contract, right? And one of my clients taught me this little trick, and he learned it from like a Reddit article like a while ago. And I read on the Reddit article too, because I was like, you know, I was so curious what he read, right? But how the people are getting out of the Angie's contract, first you have to send them an email, okay? You got to basically say, look, you know, it's not working out, you know, and obviously since you've already paid them money, you know, you want to at least get the month worth of monies you pay because they're not going to refund that to you, okay? But to prevent future charges, right, you basically send them an email saying, hey, look, it's not working out. You know, I can't be obligated to this cost if, you know, I have no certainty whether you guys are going to work every single month, right?
Right.
And then what people are doing is they're just calling their card company and putting a block to them.
Yeah.
And I've seen probably 150, 200 people do that already, McCabe. Now, of course, they're going to call you. They're going to call you. They're going to send you threatening emails. But if you just ignore them, they eventually go away. Okay? Now, I'm not here to put shade on Angie's because I have some clients that swear by them. Right? They think they're good, right? Even though it's highly competitive, they share the same lead with 3-4 other guys in your area, right? You know, but, you know, to me, you know, there's nothing better than Google, and all my clients would agree with that too. There is definitely nothing better than Google. Why? Because that's where everybody goes first to find a business. In fact, Angie's right now is running ads to redirect people on Google to their site to fill out those leads. Because people most of the time aren't just going to Angie's and then filling out that lead. That's not how it's happening. They're going to Google first, and then by Angie's running so many ads, they're just having people fill out their information on their platform and then reselling that to you.
Right.
So that's what we do. We get you on that first page so you don't have to, you know, rely on Angie sending that same lead to 3-4 other guys, right?
Right.
And if you get to that lead before they call Angie's, then you're sitting way prettier because it's going to give you, McCabe, the ability to close that sale without all that competition, okay? So the pay-per-leads are there to take your business to the next level. My basic package will bring several thousands of dollars worth of business every month, okay? But is it going to bring you 10 grand worth of business every month? No, because you're not spending a heck of a lot of money either, right?
Right.
But if you want to take your business, obviously, to the next level, those pay per leads eventually are the route you want to go, okay? Why? Because that'll give you full control when you do need the extra leads to you know, call those leads and have those leads coming in, because some weeks you're going to be busier than others, right? So we give you the full control of when you want to take those leads by simply you can turn those paper leads on and off at any time, okay? So that obviously gives you flexibility. Now, half the battle is getting you McCabe on Google. The other half of the battle is making you stand out. Okay, so I just sent you a text real quick. I want you to go ahead and click on this link. I'm sending you one of my clients on Google, right? And I want to share this with you so you can see what I'm talking about. Let me know once you click there.
Yep.
Okay. Scroll down where you see the words Lewis Pest Control.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you'll see next to the name, Lewis Pest Control, there's a photo there. You see the photo of them standing next to their van. You might need to click on it to make it bigger if you're on your cell phone, but you'll understand what I mean by that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's the details I'm talking about, what separates people much more than just a name and a logo, right? Having that professional photo of you guys, right? Now, obviously, you don't need to have your van or truck all wrapped, right? But having a nice photo taken of you where you're dressed decent, like in a polo shirt and khakis, right, that we can use that photo will really help your business and help you stand out amongst the crowd. Does that kind of make sense, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one detail I'm talking to my clients heavily about this year, McCade, moreover than I have in the past. The second detail is making sure you get those 5-star reviews, okay? If you see, Lewis now has been with me just a little bit over a year now, okay? He has, I don't know, what's he at? Well, he has 100-something 5-star reviews. What is he at? Let's take a look.
102.
Yeah. Has 102 5-star reviews, okay? He's been using our tool. So we actually have a tool that all your past clients you've done, you'll be able to input them into the system. But also, anytime you do a job, you make sure that they're in the system, and the system will send them an automated text message basically saying, hey, thank you for using MVP Construction. We appreciate your business. Our business is dependent on 5-star reviews. Please take a moment and click the link and leave us a 5-star review. Okay. And obviously getting those 5-star reviews, as you can tell, really helps a business. Wouldn't you agree?
Right.
Yeah. So those little details, right, are obviously very important to make you successful on Google. Okay. Now, let's go over pricing. Okay. A lot of my clients start with the ideal package that includes all three levels of services I was talking to you about, okay, where you're on the first page of Google for the keywords that relate to your business. We're running $100 in Facebook retargeting ads, right, and eventually getting those pay-per leads going for you, okay, so where you can add those pay-per leads. It does, like I said, take a couple months to get that going. But that's the ideal package, okay? So let's go over the pricing on that package, right? And we can discuss that further. How's that sound?
That's fine.
Okay. So the ideal package, your first month, runs $549, okay? And how that breaks down is it's $299 for you being on Google. And out of that $299, we spend $100 on those retargeting ads, okay? The other cost in that covers your background check and the paperwork to get you pre-approved for those pay-per-leads, okay? Then every month thereafter, it's only $299 for our basic package, okay, McCade? With the basic package, again, out of that $299, that $199 goes towards keeping you on the first page of Google on the keywords, right? And then the other $100 of that $299 is for those Facebook retargeting ads, okay? So that's your basic package, $299 a month, right? Again, the only reason why it's more your first month is to get you pre-approved so that we can get you those paper leads and get that background check paid for and covered, okay? Now, let's fast forward. In May, you're pre-approved now to start taking the paper leads, okay? By then, you've already gotten several jobs. You're already getting a good return on investment for what you're paying for now, right? And it's time to get that thing going, okay? Well, you've already covered it. Background check's good, okay? General liability, everything, right? We'll have to double-check your coverage limit, and you might have to increase that a little bit, but let's just fast forward, okay? So it's time to start taking those pay-per-leads. How that works is Google makes you prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? So what that means is basically we would sit down with you and we'd be like, okay, let's go ahead and take care of the paper leads now, McCade. It's going to be a $299 transaction, okay? And then you can start pulling from those 13 leads as slowly or as quickly as you would like. Okay. So a lot of my guys, they take two of the leads and then they turn it off, right? And then they work those two leads really aggressively before they turn it back on, right, to take two more, kind of to like get their sea legs, you know, and kind of get their confidence up on the leads. Does that kind of make sense?
Right. By
the way? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So once you use up the 13 leads, it auto refills at 13 leads, right? So that's the nice thing about it is like it gives you time, right, to go through those 13 leads. A lot of guys start off really slow, right, on those 13 leads. And then over time, right, they'll start taking more and more and more of those leads. Because back to Lewis, right, Lewis runs those leads all the time, right? In fact, he's taken his business, okay, from one van with us to 13 vans now. And he's only been with us just a little bit over a year. That's why he's like my poster child. I always talk about him, right? Because, you know, he's a good example of what our services do. And if you take it seriously, it'll really produce a lot of good fruit, okay, and get you a good return on investment on a month-to-month basis. Why? Well, because it's Google we're talking about, right? It's where everybody goes. You just need to focus on some little things. Using the five-star review tool, right, is definitely something that you're going to have to do. We're not going to do that for you, right? So you got to do that. You got to obviously answer your phone and work the leads, right? I actually assign an account manager on my team, Kate, as well, to hold your hand throughout the process so that, you know, all the details are being done. We're getting all the paperwork. So nothing like falls through the cracks. And in fact, we even have a monthly meeting with you every single month to go over all your leads. Okay. So one feature that comes with the service is we actually buy a special phone number for your business. So a 936 area code number we're going to buy for your business, right? And the reason why we buy this phone number for your business is to track where the leads are coming from, right? It's kind of like calling 911, how they know all that information. Well, the same technology applies here. So we want to know where these people live, and we want to know, like, did it come from Facebook? Did it come from Google? Did it come from your paper leads? Like, where did the lead come from, right? And what areas too? So when we have your monthly call, we're going to go over all that, see what's working, what's not working, right, so that we can keep making the tweaks to make you more and more successful.
Right.
Now, I know that was kind of a mouthful, right? When I try to go over all the details, like, as crystal clear as I can. You know, the good news is we want to retain you as a customer. With us, we don't lock you in any long-term contract like Angie's will do. We do, though, ask for a three-month commitment, okay? And the reasoning why is, look, you're not going to know a lot in a month or two, right, with us, right?
Right.
Because there is a little bit of ramp-up period. Like, we got to create you a website. We got to, you know, get all your programming done, right? Just to create the website, it's going to take us 7 to 10 business days to create you something nice that you like, okay? And all the programming and all that. So the first 30 days was, like, a lot of foundational work, getting everything put together, right, getting you ranking now for the keywords, right, and the Facebook ads, you know, hitting live, right? You will get results your first 30 days, but it's really month two where this thing, McKay, really is a night and day difference. Like, you're going to see a night and day difference in the phone calls, right, between month one and month two, okay, because of that little foundational couple weeks of stuff that needs to be done on the account, okay? But after that, right, this thing starts taking off, and then you can start taking those paper leads in addition to your basic package as well to help you keep getting, you know, as many leads as you want and can handle so that you can focus on making this business successful and take it to whatever degree, you know. So Lewis probably spends about, realistically, $1,800 a month, right? but he's getting like, he has to feed 13 vans, you know, 13 guys out on the floor, on the streets, right? So, I mean, for $1,800 ad spend to feed 13 guys, that's incredible, right? In my opinion, right? So obviously I'm not here to ask you to spend anything near that. I'm a guy that say, hey, like, let's crawl before we walk and then walk before we run kind of thing, right? So if you did the ideal package, like I said, it would be $549 McCade, and then it goes down to $299 thereafter. You'll be riding that $299 for a few months, and then the paper leads will start to kick in, and then you can start drawing from those, right, to add that extra leads as you see fit and as you need them.
Right.
Now, based on our conversation, can you see how this package would benefit your business?
Yeah, it would be better than what I just did with Angie's.
Mm-hmm. I hear that often.
Angie didn't offer nothing. They give me a lead this morning, but I can't even get the lead to answer the phone. So tell me how that works.
Yeah, I know. And that's why our flat rate package of $299, right, it's not paying per lead. It's not. It's like it's just a flat rate. So if I get you 20, 30 leads, right, you know, I mean, all you need is like a couple jobs for this thing to more than pay for itself, right? And that's the great thing about my services, McCade. And what I've seen is for every dollar you guys spend, you guys get $10 back. So it's a 1-to-10 ratio. So my $299 package should get you several thousands of dollars worth of business every month just off that $299 ad spend. Okay. Now, obviously, several thousands of dollars is not a game changer, though, for any business, right? Yes, it helps, right? Yes, it will, you know, give you work, right? But to take your business to that next level where you're, like, making $10,000, that's where those pay-per-leads come in to add the extra fuel to the fire.
Right.
Okay. So I always say I'm a fisherman, so we're fishing in three ponds here, right? We got the business section, which is where your flat rate will be, okay? And then we got the tippy top of Google, which is where you'll show up at like the first search result on Google on the keywords, right, for junk removal and all that, right, once you get pre-approved for your pay-per-leads. And then we got the third pond, which we're fishing on, is Facebook, on those retargeting apps.
Right.
Want to give it a try?
Yeah, I would like to try it. And I'm going to see. I'm going to give Angie's a little bit of time as well. And if they don't come through, I'm going to cancel that too, whatever I got to do for that.
But, yeah.
I don't like want said, a contract like what that. They did to me. I don't like that.
Yeah. And like one thing, and it will help your decision on that too, if you just go type in Angie's FTC, you can go read up all about it. Angie's got slapped 3 years ago by the Federal Trade Commission, the government, right? And the government cracked down on them for the same stuff they're doing now, right? I don't like that Angie's puts you guys in a year contract. I can understand like a 3 month like us,
right?
You know, but we're month to month after 3 months, right? We're still confident.
Well,
in
3 months doesn't, you know, 3 months isn't that, you know, it's not that long of a deal. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. If it's great, it's great. But a year is not really.
Yeah, obligating you guys to that because. You guys, see, here's the thing. Angie's has been riding their name because they built this name like 10, 15 years ago, right? And
they sold to somebody else, didn't they?
Yeah, so Home Advisor or whatever bought Angie's or whatnot. And the original person that created Angie's no longer even involved. They sold out, you know? So it's just crazy, though, to see how they do this and why they put you guys in a year contract.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is like, they didn't tell me that they were going to put me in a year contract. They just told me, hey, you know,
they
we can send you X amount of leads a month and then, you know, X amount of leads a month for this price and you just pay month to month and then you can cancel at any time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they signed me up or whatever. And then he's like, all right, you know, after I paid the first month, he hit me with, okay, well, we got you for set up for a yearly subscription or a year's subscription, blah, 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 blah. If you want to cancel, it's going to take 40%, you know, of what you owe to pay off to get out of Angie. And I'm like, where did all this come from when me and you was just talking about, you know, these leads? Like, why didn't this come out way before I, you know, got into this? Cause I would have told him no.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would like to be upfront honest about everything that's going on before you put me on a contract, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That irritated me pretty bad because I'm not in any way, shape, or form to be paying, you know, for that, you know, at a monthly deal. You know, I've got equipment notes I've got to pay. I got this, you know, I mean, I got to cover all my ends and stuff for things and, you know, for them to hit tack on a whole year's worth of stuff that I'm going to have to pay for, you know, on top of everything that I'm paying for, you know, $250,000 worth of equipment that I've got, you know, I didn't really take that real lightly.
Mm. Yeah, no, I completely understand. Like, that shit is not, they should have never done that to you, right? They should have been open. And are you sure you didn't just, like, mishear them or you didn't?
No, they were just, we're going to go, like, whenever I'm telling you, whenever they called me, they were like, okay, you know, whatever. And they had been calling me a thousand times a week.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I finally answered the phone, and I'm like, hey, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they was asking me about if I wanted to join Angie's List for, you know, X amount of dollars for X amount of leads a month. And I was like, you know, yeah, sure.
But they
and
hid
like, well,
the year
okay,
thing.
Well,
but they hid the
they
year.
They hid
thing.
The year. They hid the year. Yes.
Yeah. And that
they
was
just told me that
too.
I could cancel at any time.
Yeah, man, and that, honestly, if they did that to you, you know, I'm sure their calls are recorded, you know? Just put that into the email, too. You know, your guys' calls are recorded. Every company records their calls, right? You know?
I don't know. They might not be recording theirs.
Yeah, they may not, you know? But you know what? At the end of the day, you know what? That's hogwash. They shouldn't be doing that to people. That honestly, here's what I call them, Makeda. I kid you not. I've since day one, like, have called Angie the devil because I've seen what they've done to guys like you. I literally.
He was just like starving to like make me buy this deal. Like he was like, you know what I mean? And I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I know a salesman's a salesman, and that's a businessman's businessman. Salesman's a salesman. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all fine and dandy. And then, you know, but just, I can tell you just from talking to you versus the guy that I talked to yesterday, two different types of salesmen.
Yeah. Well, I got
you know
1,400
what I mean?
Clients under my belt, and I got some clients that spend $40,000 a month with me. So, you know, I don't have to be pushy and, you know, I don't have to, you know, be desperate for anybody's business. To be honest with you, you know, like, we can just, you know, get off this phone. We call 2-3 other guys. I'll get another junk removal guy in the area, right? So the good news
right.
is there is space right now, and that's why you got the call and why we're trying to fill it. But, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of guys out there, McCade, that they just want to sell. I mean, I hate going to car dealerships, right, because those guys, you know, they don't listen. You know, they just want to sell you the most expensive thing and – you know, they, you know, are just trying to pad their pockets, you know?
Right.
So me, I try to match the right package for my clients, you know, and to, cause I have more expensive packages than this, McKay, but you know, the nice thing with this,
I would like to have a starting point and
yeah.
if it goes up from there, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
this is, well,
this I'm
gonna
is going to
give
with
you the full flexibility. The only thing that we can
yeah.
add on to it is maybe like we eventually add Yelp on there for like $500 a month or something, or, you know, doing more ad spend. Maybe I have pay-per-click strategies I can do, but I honestly just doing the paper leads and this basic package is the winning formula. And this is why
right.
I always talk to my clients about, hey, let's talk about giving you the most bang for your buck, right? You know, and that's what this is going to do, McCade, is because, again, it's Google, and you can turn on those paper leads anytime you need that extra lead flow, right? Because certain weeks, you're not going to have your paper leads on. Like last week, Lewis didn't even have his paper leads on, right? I looked at his account, and because he was so busy, right?
Right.
Now, this week he's had it on a few times, so you know it just is like your lead flow is going to go up and down, even on the basic package, right? But the cool thing is, as long as it's getting you a good ROI, you're going to stay with me,
right?
And that's why, you know, I like how we do this for our business owners, because, you know, we want to keep earning your business on a month-to-month basis. And, you know, your success is our success.
It's simple business. If I make money, you make money.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's why we've, you know, grown to where we have in the last 22 years now. I mean, you know, we really, like, we have the biggest companies out there. I mean, we got Extra Space Storage, the biggest storage space company in America. They have 4,400 locations, right? We've done them all, right? And so, you know, the arena that the Utah Jazz play in, the basketball team, it's owned by a company called Vivint. It's a home security company. That's our client, right? So, I mean, there's so many different businesses that use us, from guys like you all the way up to $50 billion companies, right? And the cool thing is, you know, you have full control over your ad spend. So if you want to just spend $2.99 a month that month, you can. If you want to spend, you know, $500, $600, $700 a month, you know, with those paper leads included, you can. That's the great thing of having the control over your ad spend.
Right.
Okay. Let me grab a couple bits of information from you, McCade, and then I'm going to go ahead and pull up the calendar here too. Eventually, we're going to have to set up an onboarding call for you. It's a 45-minute call, all right? So I'll check our calendar and see kind of how your schedule correlates with that as well. And your first name, is it spelled M-C-C-A-D-E?
M-A-C-A-D-E.
M-A-C-A. D-A-D-E, did you say?
M-A-C-A-D-E.
D-E. Okay. Gotcha. So M-A-C-A-D-E. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. I just want to make sure I got your name. And then, McKay, what's your last name?
Ferry.
F-E-R-R-Y?
P-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, Perry. Like, okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then what's your best email address for you, McKay?
McCadep17@gmail.com.
McCadep17@gmail. Perfect. Gotcha. And did you set up like an LLC or a DBA? How do you have your business set up?
I have a DBA right now, but I've got an LLC that I'm waiting on the EIN number. I've been waiting on the IRS to send me an EIN number for 9 weeks.
Wow.
I've been on the phone with them. They're saying that they haven't got the information from the people that we filed it with and this and that. And
so
the people
that, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, those third parties setting up the, like, the LLC
can
be a nightmare.
It's because, ridiculous.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. And then under the LLC name, though, you're going to have it as under MVP Construction, correct?
Yes, it's MVP Construction LLC.
Okay. Would you, let me ask you this, okay? And the only reason I'm asking this is because I care about details, right? Have you thought about putting more into your name, like junk removal or clearing or some type of keyword that is more?
Well, I thought about putting the land construction and land clearing in it, but I just figured the general, you know, construction would just cover the general area, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because people, when they see your name construction, don't think that you're like a land clearing or a junk removal. They think like you're a construction company. You know what I mean?
Right.
So have you ever thought about, how about this? And it's a very simple form to do a name change for your LLC, but this would be my recommendation. Okay. And it's because I care, right? If I didn't care, I'd just let you roll with that name. But when people see that name, and I've been behind this desk long enough to know, okay, when people see that name, it's too generic. So what I would recommend is maybe do MVP land and junk clearing.
changes to something more specific.
Yeah. And I could start with that name right now, but eventually you're going to have to do the form to, and it's a simple form. You go online, you just type in, you know, LLC name change form, and you can do it simply. It's very easy. But I would recommend we do it, set it up right from the beginning, McCade, just because I care for your success, and I would hate to just be like, because you're not doing handyman work. You're not working on the house, right? That's a construction keyword. But if we did MVP junk and land clearing, or land and junk clearing, however you want it, I would say that would be a better approach. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Right.
I mean, how farther along have you gone with MVP construction? Have you gotten logos or like a shirt or anything with that, or not yet?
I've got a logo, a little bit of a logo.
Okay. But nothing crazy though, right? You haven't gone down too far, right?
No, not nothing, just super crazy. We made a little one, and it's on my Facebook profile or whatever.
Okay. How about this? Here's what I'm suggesting. I'm going to text it to you right now. You tell me what you think. But I'm thinking the juice is worth the squeeze where you change your name to this. And again, it's because the name's got to say what you do. MVP Construction doesn't tell the public that you're doing land clearing or chunk.
Right.
What do you think of something like that?
What if we did like a MVP construction and land management? Would that farther more?
I think that's definitely moving in the right direction.
Because eventually I don't want to do anything.
Because it'll help you with ranking, and it'll help you with getting those good jobs, those junk removal jobs, because junk removal jobs, to be honest with you, pay, right? So if you can get that word junk in there, in your name, it helps tremendously,
right?
You know, but if you don't want that word in there, that's fine. You know, it could be MVP, right.
The thing about it is, I want to be bigger than, I mean, I want to be doing like big, giant jobs one day.
It could be MVP clearing and removal.
Yeah.
How about MVP clearing and removal? You like that? Yeah, I'll
maybe. I really like the construction, man. I like that.
I know.
I don't know why.
From your side of the
thing,
I get why. But from a marketing standpoint, I'm just saying, like, your name. Like, here's the thing. When somebody types in onto Google, junk removal, right? And they see somebody that says MVP construction on it, right? But let's say we eventually have a photo of you, right? With your truck or your van or your trailer, right? And then it might trigger their brain, okay, this guy does junk removal. But if you didn't have that photo and they just see the name MVP Construction on Google, they might overpass you because of that name doesn't scream junk removal. Even though you're showing up on the first page, right? So, for instance, Lewis Pest Control, he does pest control, right? You see what I'm saying? Like, so you really want to try to, like, encompass your name and what you do. Now, if you were a construction guy or a handyman, MVP Construction all day. Let's roll. Right? If you got, you know, any, like, if you were doing decks, like back decks, I would say, you know what? Too generic. I would be like, hey, MVP Decks and Construction is what I would tell you to change your name to. But you doing junk removal really is not construction. It's kind of, but it's really not. In your mind, you might think it's construction, but from a marketing standpoint, I'm just saying, look, your name really does. I'm remembering business school now, right? Your name really does need to scream what you do. right? Right. You're not Walmart, right? So you can come up with your own unique name, right? You know, but my point is, like, if you tell the public exactly what you do in your name, it just helps you with the lead flow. Okay.
Right.
So I care enough to have this discussion with you because I really want to see you successful, right? I don't want to set you up for failure. So I'd rather have this conversation now. Say, hey, you know what, McCade, let's do something here with the name a little bit. Maybe we add something to it. Maybe MVP construction and removal.
Right.
You, how about that? Would you want something like that?
Because
that's more like people will see, okay, that's more junk removal, and that's more land clearing, and that's more like, you know, forestry, like that has a little bit of it.
Yeah, I mean, the MVP land and junk removal would be fine.
Okay. MVP land and junk removal. So you're okay with getting rid of construction?
Well, not really, but I mean it whatever alters to make, you know, make it better.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what I'm gonna run. I just texted it to you. I'm gonna run with that name. Okay. Obviously, you're going to need to do a name change on that. Okay.
Right.
Because we need, because I'm going to need that LLC to match, the name that we're going to be supplying Google, because Google's going to look at that. Okay. So that's why I'm saying, like, make sure you, get that name correct. Okay.
Right. Would it be bad to do MVP construction and junk removal?
That's what I was saying, if you want to do it that way.
I mean, would that be bad? Would that be better?
I think the MVP land and junk removal is more specific of what you do. MVP construction and junk removal, it sounds more like you're like a construction company than land and junk removal.
Right.
So in my professional opinion, I would go with the land and junk removal because it has the keywords better in there.
Okay.
Are you down with that? Or if you want the construction, we can roll with it. I mean, it's not going to kill you having the word construction. I think you like that word. So why don't we just
roll with it? I really do.
Yeah, let's roll with it then. You know what? Look, it's your business too, and I'm not here to, like, you know, like, disrupt.
No, I mean, I'm trying to take your advice, and I feel like your advice is correct. I'm just kind of stuck right there on that.
Yeah, let's do MVP construction and junk removal. Let's roll with that. Let's take that. I'm going to text that to you now, and you can look at all three of them right on your cell phone. You'll be like, okay. You know, MVP construction and junk removal is a little bit longer of a word,
right?
But to me, like, either way, I think you're going to get just as good as results between the two. I don't think, like, one's going to be worse than the other. I just think the word construction now in there, because you have, like, removal in there, that's kind of a long word too, right? But you see how, like, if you look at the two different ways of putting your name, like, if you look at MVP construction and junk removal versus MVP land and junk removal, one's a little bit more concentrated and shorter. It's not as long.
Right.
So that's why I like the MVP land and junk removal. It's shorter and it has the keywords a little bit better in your name versus MVP construction and junk removal. But you like that word construction, so let's just roll with that MVP construction and junk removal and call it a day. Meet in the middle.
All right.
Okay. Cool. Because, yeah, having that word is not going to break you either. Okay, so just change your name, though, to that. We're cool with that, yeah? All right? So as long as you can start working on that, you know, we'll be good because, you know, and I'll put that in the notes. Hey, look, you're changing your name to this, right? You know, he's going to have to file that form, you know, for the name change, right?
Right.
Because, obviously, okay. And then on your LLC, you put it as a Tempson, Texas address. Are you running out of your home? Is that what you do?
Well, I have some acreage out there, and I have a yard there.
Yeah, does it have its own address on there, or is it off your home?
It's a different. I live right there on the same property, but it's two different properties.
Okay. And so that's what you put that address tied to your
LLC.
Okay. Now, we can hide the address from the public. They'll just know that you're out of Timpson, Texas. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, that would be better. That would be way better.
That's how Lewis does it. You know, Lewis runs his whole business out of his house. He has 12 vans on the street now. Doesn't even have he runs it right out of his home. So, so I'm going to have to supply the address to Google. Okay, but we're going to hide it from the public. So, McCade, what was the address you supplied them?
8331 FM 1645.
Hold on. FM 1645, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. So, 8331 Farm to Market Road, 1645, Timpson, Texas, 75975. Anything else tied to that address, or is that it?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. 75975. Okay. All right. So MVP Construction and Junk Removal. All right. There you go. There's your name. 75975. Perfect. See, it's not much of a change. It's just adding the and junk removal onto it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely not much of a change there. You know? And Google, Google might let us add that anyways without, you having to file the change on your LLC. So what we can do is we can just show them the MVP Construction LLC paperwork, and it's like a 50-50 chance that Google will allow us to have your name with the and junk removal on it without having you to do that change. So, just keep that in mind. So, what I would suggest is just supply that LLC paperwork the way you have it now, right? And let's see if we can get that and junk removal, put onto the name with Google without having you to do the LLC name change first, right? And then if Google comes back and says, no, then you can do it, okay? That way we're good.
Okay.
Okay, because you might not have to do that step is what I'm saying, And that obviously helps too. Okay.
Right.
So, and then this is going to be your best phone number, the 936-488-8890?
Yes.
Okay.
Throughout this process, are you going to be contacting me or is it going to be somebody else?
Great question. So, I am going to assign that account manager. Remember I told you about that their job is to make sure to gather paperwork from you to make sure that, nothing falls through the cracks, because obviously I have 1,400 clients, right? For me having to do all that stuff drives me bonkers or not be able to get anything done. But yes, I will be contacting you. But the account manager will be doing more contacting with you just because their job is to do the day-to-day grunt work on your account and make sure you're successful. But I will be in touch with you on a monthly basis, and I will be talking to you in addition to your account manager right throughout the process. Okay, McKay?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I do. What I do is I put 10 clients every day that I, and I make sure I get through all my clients every month. So there's always 10 clients on my calendar, right? So that's how I organize myself to make sure I stay in touch with everybody. But yes, you would definitely be hearing from me throughout, sir, because I want to make sure that, you are successful, and then obviously that, sometimes I have to have those calls. I have a septic pump guy in Texas, ironically, in your state. He never answers his phone, and he's barely working his leads, and I have to call that guy all the time. His name's Ron, and I have to call Ron up and be like, hey, Ron, hey, come on, man. Why aren't you – did you call Nancy? What about this Wendy lady? Did you call her, right? And,
yeah.
So I have to kind of hold some clients' hands is what I'm saying. But, yeah, I'll definitely make sure, I communicate throughout the process. So we do have to set up a security question for your account. You can choose either one of the three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
The city I was born in.
What was that?
Nacogdoches, Texas.
Nacogdoches, huh? Okay. How do I spell that so I don't spell that wrong?
Nacogdoches.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought it was, but I was off a little bit too. That's a hard one to spell.
It's a little
awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Yeah. I was actually born in Houston myself. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not too far from Houston.
Yep, you are. Definitely not. But my parents moved me out when I was 5.
There you go.
Yeah. All righty. Okay, so I'm getting this all set up. I'm about to send you your invoice, okay, right now. How do you want to take care of your monthly and everything? You can either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express, what works best for you.
I think it's a MasterCard.
Okay. Let's just start with a 5 whenever you're ready. Take your time, no problem.
Oh, I know you got clients to call today.
I mean, we all got things to do, right?
That's right. But it's a MasterCard.
Definitely. It's a MasterCard?
Yeah.
Okay. Once you read that, it starts. Should start with a 5, like I said.
5178-0583-3173-8941.
Okay, and then expiration on that?
0829.
Okay, 3-digit code.
280.
And then this is tied to the 8331 farm to market.
It's going
to
be a different address.
Okay, hold on, I'll grab that from you. Let me read the card number back off to you just to make sure I got it. 5178-0583-3173-8941.
Yeah.
Okay. And the address tied to the card, what is that going to be?
7365 State Highway, 87 North.
7365 State Highway, and then what was it, the number after
87
that?
North Timpson, Texas.
North Timpson, Texas. Is that 75975?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Just a little bit different. No problem. Okay. And then I am going to, okay. So we're going to make you a website, right? Let me kind of show you an example of what I'm talking about. Okay. So you can see for yourself, Acade, what that would look like. Okay, so I'm going to pull this up real quick, and then I'll text it to you.
It's probably going to get real noisy. Just let me know. We're all getting back to work over here, yeah.
Okay. All right, so what I'll do, I'll text you an example of what the website could look like.
I was going to say, is there any way you can text me?
Yeah, I'll do
that.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule you a time for us to have our onboarding call, because that's going to be a 45-minute call, okay?
Yeah, that's going to we're going to have to really figure that out, because right now I'm working 14 hours a day.
Okay, next week, okay? Let me ask you, is mornings better, afternoons better? Kind of tell you what I got.
How early in the morning?
What?
How early in the morning would it be?
I can do a 9 a.m.
Or how early?
I can do 9 a.m. next Tuesday, your time.
Is there any way we could kind of like, man, I don't know. It's so hard to get on the phone and be on the phone for a long time. How about we do, can we do like lunch?
What's lunch?
I could do like noon? Lunch. Like 12. It'd be noon, yeah.
Okay, noon.
It's just one day on noon. I can get away with that.
Okay, let's do that. Wednesday, it's going to be Wednesday at noon your time.
Okay.
Okay. We may be 10, 15 minutes late. Don't kill us. Sometimes that happens, right? Depending on if somebody backs us up, but you know, it is rare, but it does happen. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and get your invoice over to you in writing. Okay. Cause, you know, I did get you a discounted agreement. I'm waiving the website cost too. You're not going to have to pay for that. So I'm just going to read this to you real quick as I'm walking you through this. If there's something you don't understand, just do me a favor. And so I can review and clarify. Just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? I'll just rephrase it for you so you have a firm understanding.
Okay.
Before I process the transaction, okay? So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
MVP Construction
and
Junk Removal.
Exactly. Perfect. Yep. Got to have that. Okay. All righty. And then please state your name and title within the business.
McKay Perry. I'm the owner.
Okay. And then obviously you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're obviously authorized to user of the billing on the account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. Please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned to you from Local Splash. Okay, I'm going to text you this 877 number too so you have it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because I want you to have that and not. Make sure you save it too under your contacts. Don't forget that, okay, McKay? And the reason why is, like, I have clients all the time that will call. Right. And then they won't pick up the phone. Right. And I understand we're all busy. And by the way, what is the best form of communication for you? Phone call, text, or email? If you were to say out of those three for us.
I'd probably say text.
Okay. Text. Okay. Cool. Don't worry. You'll definitely be getting texts. Okay. So no worries. No. All right. Just want to make sure. Okay. So I just texted you that number. Make sure you save that. Okay. All right. And then as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, your LLC paperwork, your Google verification application, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is March 20th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 20th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash, we are international and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Last question for you. Okay, and I know that was very specific. Hey, you're going to get an email in about a week from now-ish, okay? And you're going to be seeing it's either going to come from Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the background check companies, sir, that we use. Okay. So when you do get that email, if you do have any questions, that's where your account manager is going to come in handy to help you walk through that paperwork. It's very easy to fill out. You'll just put your name, your social security number, right? All that stuff, right? To do that background check on you to make sure you don't have any felonies over the last 7 years now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What do you want your hours of operation to show up as online, McKay?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. Monday through Saturday or just Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday is fine.
Okay. 8 to 5. And then obviously it's the Lord day, so we got to take Sunday off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Be surprised. Some guys don't even observe that. They're like, huh? I'm like, man, how do you not take Sunday off?
Yeah.
You know. All right. So, yeah. Okay. 8 to 5. And then we're going to do Wednesday at noon, right? That time works best for you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. And then I am almost finished with you. You're going to be getting something real quick, okay? I will have you on your way. Appreciate your patience. Obviously, you know, we got talking on the logistics of your name. You know, that kind of took some time there. But, you know, I'd rather us get it right, you know, than not. You know what I mean? We don't want to rush certain things because, you know, it's important, right? So, what do you think you know, like that Lewis photo, like, when do you think you could get us a photo like that? You think you could get, like, one of you and your team, like, in the next 30, 45 days kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Make that a priority. And the reason why is, McCade, it's so important that we help you stand out. Okay?
Right.
And then, secondly, start getting your clients that you've done business with, like, start organizing those people, like their name and phone numbers, whether you got to put it on a computer or write it down on a piece of paper. Try to dig up as many of those people as you can, because we want to start getting you as many 5-star reviews as humanly possible to help you with your campaign and to help you show credible on Google. Okay.
Right.
Because those 5-star reviews are going to be hugely important. The first goal is to get to 25 and then 50 and then obviously 100 one day. Right. So try to do that as quickly as possible. That way we can, get you going. And then that way, when you start ranking on Google, everybody starts seeing all those 5-star reviews and they're like, okay, yeah, I want to call McKay. Right. I want this guy. I want to deal with this guy. So, very important. So have that list put together. And then once you have that list together, you're going to be ready to rock, right? On it. Okay. And I'm about to send you one quick text message here, sir, for you. Okay. So that, we can just get this last bet, but I have like 30 more seconds and then I will be done with you so I can let you get back to work here. Okay. So be on the lookout. Let me know when you get this text message.
I got it.
Okay. There should be one that says, please click this link. Get that one or no?
No, I haven't got that one.
Okay. Go ahead and make sure we send it out to you. All right, I'm sending it again to you.
I got the... I've got the email.
Yeah, I sent you a text too. Just right now, to click a to click this link.
Okay.
Click that link real quick for me. And then you'll sign your name, McCabe Perry. And then there's three check boxes that you got to click on. You consent to electronic communication, right? That kind of stuff.
It says my name spelled wrong.
Oh, it is? What is it?
Yeah. It's M-C-C-A-B-E. Mine's M-A-C-A-D-E.
Oh, yeah. It did. Oh, my gosh. It, yeah, because Tara, she typed it in that way, and then I changed it, but I guess it didn't correct it. Hold on. Let me get it right out to you. Hold on, don't want you to sign that. Give me one sec, I'm going to resend it to you. Yeah, my apologies, sir.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. So M-A-C-A-D-E is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Sign the Yep, and then now you can, I'm going to invoice. Yeah, I can text it to you again. You can just click on the link.
Okay.
Hopefully this made the change. M-A-C-A-D-E, yep, M-A-C-A-D-E. Okay, that looks right. Billing. M-A-C-A-T-E. Okay. Gotta have that right, right? Jeez.
Yeah, I got that one.
That one looks right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Can you tell me what my credentials are for local? Welcome to Local Splash?
Yeah, it will.
Can you text them to me?
Yeah, we actually did text it to you. Hold on. Let me see if it did yet. But yeah, it does text it to you, but I will definitely. Yeah, it's several texts below. You'll see it, but your username's your phone number, and then your password's for media. The number four and then media, M-E-D-I-A. But I can also reach
you. Okay.
Want me to retext it to you, or you can just look through your text?
You said it's four media?
Yeah, the number four and then media, M-E-D-I-A. But here, I'll go ahead and send this to you again. I definitely recommend you download the Local Splash app. Definitely want that.
Yeah.
Huge.
As soon as I get
money into that app. That app works amazing. And I'm resending.
As soon as I get freed up here, I'll get on that.
Yep, totally. Yeah. Okay, cool. So you got all that taken care of. And then I'm putting you down for Wednesday at noon, sir. Okay? So between now and then, couple suggestions. Okay? Start getting your LLC proof of that paper That is called here, I think it's called the Articles, LLC, registration, LLC name paper. Hold on. It's called the, I'll tell you right now what it's called. It's called the Certificate of Formation. Okay. Articles of Organization is also known as Certificate of Formation. It's a one page kind of document of your LLC. Okay.
Okay.
Get that together. Get your liability insurance proof of that together for us.
Okay.
Those are the two things we'll start there, like, you know, you getting together for us. Okay. So then on Wednesday, you can just get it over to us quickly. So there's like no more delay. Okay.
Okay.
And then, start trying to get all your clients' names and phone numbers, like spend a little bit here, a little bit there. Start getting that list together, because in a few weeks, when it's coming time to do the 5-star reviews, we want to start getting those 5-star reviews as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So that's it, sir. Well, congratulations. I'm glad, you know, we were able to talk today. Oh, lastly, I need you to double check to make sure that you have $250,000 in general liability insurance.
Okay.
So if you don't, you don't need to change it today, but, you know, work on that in the next few weeks, you know, making sure that you have that 250, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate you putting your trust into us. We're going to take really good care of you. And then anytime you ever need me, McCabe, just go ahead and text me. Or email me. I'll send you an email as well. But I'm very easy to get a hold of, okay?
Okay. That worked perfect.
All righty, sir. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. You too. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Matt.
Thank you, sir. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.